So why isn't everyone involved in Kiruv? To begin with, people think they can't do it. It's too hard. Too difficult. They're going to ask you questions you can't answer. So first of all, you believe that every non-frum Jew is a philosopher? You think so? You think they ask questions you can't answer? I don't know, I've been involved in Kiruv, Baruch Hashem. It is an exciting schus to be involved in. Over all the years, how many new questions have I heard? There are a couple a year over and over. Most of the time, the questions you're asked are so basic, you never thought anyone would ever ask you them. And finally, you're hit with a good question, and what's wrong if you say, hey, you know, I never thought about that one. Let me find out. Do you think someone's going to be turned off by that? On the contrary, I think they'll appreciate a little honesty. It's nice for them to hear an Orthodox Jew say, I don't know and I'm going to find out. That was a great question. And besides, if they ask you questions you don't know the answers to, aren't you glad someone finally asked you what you're going to have to find out? Why don't you know the answers? I've got some acquaintances that have gotten involved in Kiruv, like before they really knew too much. They never really gave much of a thought of basic Jewish philosophy. Who will stand up today and say that it's only because they got into Kiruv that they are fulfilling the mitzvah of Emunah? The first of the Tariag mitzvahs. They will say, and quite proudly, that had they never gotten involved in Kiruv, they would never have really known that God exists. They sort of took it for granted. Now, I am not saying the Jews that don't investigate this aren't maminim. But there are levels and there are levels. And certainly the mitzvah of Emunah requires a fulfillment on a level that is consistent with everything else you do in your life. And if you're a mature, sophisticated human being, and Emunah to you is that of a child, then you're in trouble. A little consistency. Something as important as knowing that Hashem exists has to be approached at least on the same level, with the same degree of maturity as everything else you talk about. So for a mature, sophisticated human being in this day and age, I don't think, you know, I learned it in nursery school, I don't think that suffices. Even the reasons that you do know Hashem exists, that you cannot articulate, it's such a great feeling to be able to articulate. Sit and think about it. Why do you believe? How do you know Hashem is really there? How do you know? So you know, there's a second reason people don't get involved in Kiruv. At least is what they say. They're afraid that their emunah is going to be shaken. If you're afraid your emunah is going to be shaken by the question of, I'm not talking about a professional, you know, missionary or something. I'm talking about by an innocent non-frum Jew. If the simple questions of an innocent non-frum Jew are going to shake your emunah, you better do some Kiruv to find out a little bit about why you believe in what you believe in. That's a sad statement. Damasha Toshiv Lapikoris is a statement the Mishnah is making not for the sake of being makarav the apikorsim. It's for the sake of ourselves. If you're so afraid that some simple question is going to shake your emunah, you're in trouble. You better learn a little bit. And there's no better way than by getting involved in Kiruv. You know, use it as an excuse. We should be running real discovery seminars for everybody. But, you know, it's a great excuse. No, I'm just going so I'll find out what to tell the others. It's great. You know, tell that to everyone and yourself too. I'm just going to find out, you know, how you tell everybody how we know that Hashem's really there. That's fine. That's okay. I mean, the Mishnah said, Damasha Toshav Lapikoris. It's a great way of using it. But if you honestly, because who knows what they're going to do to your emunah, then you better find out. And there's no better way than at least preparing yourself for Kiruv. But let me tell you something. They're not going to shake your emunah. They're not going to shake your emunah. You know, guys in the yeshiva are constantly complaining. They're invited to a fine frum family for Shabbos, and of course, the first question is, where are you from? You know, they're expecting to hear some story. I traveled to Congo for 7 years or something. The next one, why did you become frum? And they say, we look at them like they're out of their minds. What's the alternative? Why did I become frum? You know, when you didn't experience anything else, you think that the street out there is so inviting. We think we're living with mesiras nefesh. We're doing Hashem lots of favors. You know, keeping all these mitzvahs. We're doing Hashem favors. You got to talk to someone coming from out there to find out what it's really like. How many clams could you eat already? Well, what's it like waking up in the morning and you don't know why? What's it like when you have nothing to live for? I'm not talking about people that are clinically depressed. I'm talking about a normal human being that doesn't know there's a creator, or isn't sure, or isn't allowed to be sure because it's not in. Has absolutely no values because everything is subjective. There's no absolute truth. What's there to live for? What's there to live for? There's no structure to life. There's nothing sacred. There's no reason to have a family. Life is empty. You know, you have somebody, people are afraid. They're afraid to have someone non-frum at their Shabbos table. You know, I don't really know how to say the right kind of Dvar Torah that's... You don't got to say no Dvar Torah. To see a frum family sitting around the Shabbos table, that does it. That does it. What? The closest that they can get to that, I mean, and it's light miles away, is the Thanksgiving dinner. You know, that's where they get together. A Shabbos table with the kids around the table. You're afraid your kids get up in the middle of the meal and they start playing. They want to see some normal human beings too. Whatever you got is far better than what they've experienced. You don't know how rich you are. Remember, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that during the war, they were refugees. The Mir was out in Shanghai with all with other refugees that had miraculously managed to escape from Europe. So he said that among the people that got there, they were, you know, communal leaders, people that were once wealthy people. You know, they were from all over Europe. They were wealthy, famous people. And they left all their wealth behind. They were running. They were refugees. And they were down in the dumps. They had nothing to live for. So Reb Chaim said, we never realized how wealthy we were. Our riches, no one could take away from us. We have to go and console. He said, we have to go and console all these prominent. We bunch of yeshiva guys, a bunch of bachrim. We have to go and take care of these prominent people. We have to baby them. You don't know what you have. You don't need a bunch of sophistication. You don't know what you have. The street out there is no competition. There's nothing to be afraid of. And it's good for your own emunah too. It's good to know that you're not living with so much mesiras nefesh. But ashreinu matov chalkenu. It's beautiful being Jewish. Be proud of it. Be thankful. Be humbled. You're not doing Hashem any favors. Be humble. So when they ask you why you believe, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? If nothing other than the fact that the lifestyle seems to work and seems to be right, if nothing other than that, if nothing other than the fact that We've got great Jews. We've got people of integrity. Look at them. Get to know them. Get to know the... And I don't mean the Gedolei Ador that they write stories about. I'm talking about people in your own community. You need proof that we're right? The kind of chesed that goes on in your average kollel community where everybody is below the minimum income level. Everybody is considered poor legally. Go see the amount of tzedakah that's given and the amount of chesed that's done. They want proof that we're right? Translate a gemach list for them. Show them what goes on. You don't need any more than that. It's good to learn more. But just as a beginning, you're afraid. You know, there used to be this feeling that they're just unapproachable. It's not true. They're waiting. Someone put a sign up in the streets years ago. It was definitely not written by the person who claimed he wrote it. Supposedly it was written by a chiloni. It certainly wasn't the case. I'm sure some good frum Jew did it. And he said, when I get up there, they're going to ask me why I wasn't Orthodox, and I'm going to tell them because no one really ever approached me to show me why I should be. And anything they want to do to me, they're going to end up doing to all of you frum people. That was this big sign. It was written in a way that was really bitter. Why didn't you save me? I'm sure some Orthodox Jew wrote it. But it's scary. It's not like it used to be. You don't have to be afraid to approach somebody. And they're thirsty. They're not searching because they don't think there's anything to search for. But their lives are empty. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not happy occasionally. But people need meaning. And they try to create artificial meaning. And they know it's not for real. And we've got the answers.